Today's video, I'm going to teach you guys how, when, and where to refinance your mortgage. So that's one of the biggest questions that we get a lot of times right now is people are like, okay, as interest rates come down, how do I know when to refinance? Can I refinance? How do I refinance? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. First off, we're going to go through the economic news for today to see where rates are going, because that's a big poor part of, you know, when you should refinance or why. Okay, so here's where rates are. These are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Basically, it depends on which product you're going with. VA loans are down 0.03. And then we have the conventional loans up 0.01. Nothing really to write home about there. So let's get over to the news to see where rates are going today. And then we're going to dive into, based on these rates, you might want to wait for them to come down a little bit more. But based on these rates, should you, could you, or maybe why would you want to refinance? So let's get to the headline news that we have right through here. Home prices set another record home. So you guys might have even more equity now to do what you need to do when it comes to refinancing. And then you see all these other sectors through here. Okay, the economic calendar for today, building permits down. New home sales. Now, this number just came out just within about an hour ago. It is dismal. The last reading on new home sales was a positive 2. Now it's negative 11. So there's a huge chunk being taken out of the housing market. New home sales, number of units went from here to here. So that's not looking good. But do we have some relief on the horizon, especially when it comes to interest rates? Well, let's get over to this interview. We have Illyrian. He's one of the head economists right through here. And I've been following this guy for years. And he basically, since 2020, let's say right around there, he's been pretty darn accurate when it comes to all these numbers. So let's get his take on the market right now to see what direction he's looking at for mortgage rates right through here. Is the Fed going to taper? What are they going to do? And then we're going to dive into how, what, where, and when you can possibly look into refinancing. So let's take this away, and then I'll break this down, what he actually said. I'll put it in layman's terms, and then we'll talk about refinancing.
Not the time to be cutting rates, and hikes are still on the table. Well, that was the hawkish message from Fed Governor and voting member Michelle Bowman today, further raising the stakes ahead of the next critical inflation report, which comes this Friday. Joining us now is Mohammed El-Erian, Chief Economic Advisor at Allianz. Welcome back. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
All right, PCE on Friday. Let's just kick this around. If that comes in favorable, okay, should the Fed consider cutting in July?
What the PCE is, when he said PCE coming in on Friday, the PCE is the number one inflationary target, or the gauge that the Federal Reserve monitors. So that's what he's talking about when he talks about PCE. That number's coming out this Friday.
In my opinion, absolutely should consider cutting, but I don't think it will.
Well, why do you say it that way, that absolutely they should consider cutting in July?
So just think of the conversation you had earlier. You had disagreement about what's happening to inflation dynamics. You had disagreement about the growth dynamic. You even had disagreement about the impact of lower interest rates. We're living in this very uncertain world. If you look at the tails of the distribution, which you worry about in an uncertain world, they're heavily tilted in terms of the economy slowing much faster than people expect. In such a world, if you want to deliver a soft landing, you've got to start cutting sooner rather than later and not go too far in cutting. So the most likely mistake right now, the most likely policy mistake, is a Fed that got shaken by two pretty bad calls in the last few years will end up being overly cautious and will end up not helping to preempt what could be a significant slowdown.
You used the word I was going to use. So you think that they should do a preemptive move to cut rates to protect, in quotes, the economy?
Correct. So I have two views. One is I think this economy is slowing much faster, and in particular, the household sector no longer has excessive savings, no longer has much debt capacity. This is not about a K-shaped economy. This is about an economy that no longer has buffers. So if the Fed gets the labor market wrong, we are going to have a much faster slowdown than they can even imagine. So that's the first issue. The second issue, which is much more controversial, is that I don't think 2% is the right target. I think, in fact, if they pursue 2%, they'll run an overtight monetary policy, and they'll end up sacrificing the second part of their mandate. This is an economy whose underlying equilibrium inflation rate is higher than 2%. It's closer to 3%, Scott.
So if that's the facts behind things, then we're right at where the Federal Reserve wants us to be right now. Okay, so I'm going to leave that. You guys can decipher that. Basically, what he's saying is he thinks the market's slowing down much faster than expected. Goldsby, he sits on the Federal Reserve as well. He said that about 6-8 months ago, and then he got, I think he got a little bit corrected from the Federal Reserve. So now he's changed his tune a little bit. But he said, we've had inflation drop the fastest ever in history. And now once the housing data starts hitting the CPI and the inflationary numbers, you're going to see this number kind of plummet. So that's what's happening in the background. What's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting in July or in the next few meetings? It's right through here. It's the CME Fed Watch tool. You can Google this thing. So in 35 days of Fed's meeting, what are they going to do when it comes to interest rates? Let's look at the probabilities of what they're going to do. So I'll take my head out of the way here in a second. Right now, what you have to understand is the federal funds rate is 5.25 to 5.5 right through here. So the July meeting, like he was saying, he wanted them to cut this meeting, but they're not going to. There's a 90% chance that they're not going to do that. Okay. So then you have July, August, September, there's over a 50% chance they're going to cut. And then November, it's expected between July, August, September, and December, most likely they're going to cut. So if you're sitting there and you're like, okay, Dan, I closed on my house. I'm at 7.99. I closed back last November. What do I do? What can I do? How do I monitor to see if it's a good time to refinance? You know, and how does refinancing work? So let's break down each caption of this real quick. Okay, so if you have a conventional loan, if you just have a normal mortgage, maybe you put 3% down or 5% down, you have a conventional loan, you can refinance at any time. As soon as you close, if you want to get a better rate and rates drop, you can close. Doesn't matter, it could be the next day. Okay, if you're looking to pull out cash on the value of your home, because you saw over here, home prices just hit yet another record high. So how do you cash in to get that? Well, you have to wait a year to use the new value. All right. FHA, VA, they have really simple ways to refinance. As long as the rate goes down at least a quarter and you haven't missed a payment on the mortgage and your credit scores are high enough, in most cases need to be 620 or higher, you kind of qualify. You don't need an appraisal. You don't need to reprove your income. You don't need anything. As long as you're in that scenario, we can help you. It's just basically paperwork. Okay, so that's that. If you're wanting to cash out with a government loan like FHA and VA, you normally have to wait a year, okay, to pull out cash. And again, if you look at these, home prices hit another record high. So most people have the equity to do so. All right, so here's how it works. I just went to refinance calculators. I think this is like bank calculators or something like that. And I'm going to be adding a good refinance calculator to our website, the one we have right now. I don't like it. So that's why I went out to here. So let's look at saying, okay, when should I refinance? Well, that's up to you. How much money do you want to save? What's your break-even point? Let me explain it to you. All right, so let's say through here, and I'll put the link to this calculator down below. Let's say I bought my house and it was original loan amount was $300,000. Okay, I bought it 2 years ago. All right, so I had a 30-year term, bought it 2 years ago, and my rate was 7.99. Now I'm making these terms up just for demonstration purposes. Okay, my new loan amount. Here's what I would suggest you do: don't go back and you know if you paid 2 years on it, don't go back to a 30-year term. We want to keep your term equal to or less than what you're paying now. Okay, so we don't want you to pay all this interest over again. Okay, so what we do in this one, and you can do this. You don't have to take a 30-year mortgage if you got a 30-year mortgage or a 15-year or whatever. So you can do a 28-year mortgage. Let's say the rates now are 6.5. We're going to put that in here. There's no points. It's going to be about $1,500 in costs. You're not looking for any cash. Okay, so you put in the numbers and you'll hit calculate. And then it'll break down the numbers for you. So let's hit this number, calculate. And here's what it does. It says, in this case, new monthly payment would be $1,907. You're going to save $282 a month, $96,000 over the life of the loan. It's going to cost you $1,500 up front, and your break-even point is going to be 5 months. Not a bad deal. I'm saving $300 a month, saving my over the long run, and I recoup my costs fairly quick. That would be a good scenario. But let's say, for example, I have people calling saying, hey, Dan, I just want to get rid of my PMI. That's not a good enough reason to do so, because a lot of times your PMI numbers aren't that good. Aren't as bad as you think. So let's say now the rate was 7.99 and today's rates are what? Let's go back here, 7.03. So let's see if this one makes sense. Okay, you go in here and let's put in 7.03. That's the current rate today. Let's go to calculate. And this one is going to say new monthly payment would be $2,009, $109 savings per month, save $62,000. And it's your break-even point would be 7 months. So a lot of times you could see it doesn't really make a lot of differences. Well, it makes a lot of differences if your loan amount is high. Okay, little increments on the interest rate will make a big difference. But let's say you only have $120,000. Okay, on your mortgage. Now, not a lot of people have that. Let's go back to here. Would this make sense to refinance? Well, your new monthly payment's $803, $76 a month less, save $24,000, still not bad, and 16 months is your break-even point. So that, you know, is that enough for you to save in this scenario? It's up to you guys. So I'm just showing you how, what, where, and when you can refinance. So a lot of people just don't understand how they can do this. So hopefully I answered that question. So if you're in the realm, you're like, hey, Dan, I'd love to refinance, or I'd love to even talk to you about buying a house because I think I'm in a position right now to buy my first house. Well, I always tell you guys, don't disqualify yourself, okay? Go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. If you're looking to refinance, hit the apply now button and it's going to send you off. You're going to answer a few questions. We'll get on the phone with you or emails or whatever with you and work with you to work on that application. But if you're looking to buy a house, in this market, first thing I want you to do is hit the grant. It's going to help you find any grant money out there that you might be eligible for. And it's basically it's forgivable money, meaning we give it to you at the closing and you don't need to pay it back. Fantastic program. So check that out. And I will be back later this afternoon. I'm going to start diving into you guys. We're going to start searching for homes and we're going to see, you know, how do we do this and what areas do we pick and how does it all make sense? And that's what we're going to talk about this afternoon. So thanks for watching. Have a great morning. See you at the closing bell. Bye-bye.